This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we remember a four-legged rescue worker from 9/11 and Katrina, Jake the Black Lab, who really was man's best friend.
But first to Sacramento, California, where earlier this month, a 26-year-old man was killed in what's being investigated as a possible hate crime. But was it hatred due to ethnic differences, homophobia, or maybe both? From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Satinder Singh came to Sacramento from his native Fiji 7 years ago. He worked at a call center, and friends say had an infectious laugh. But because of the circumstances of his death, Satinder Singh has become a rallying point for the city's gay community. On July 1st, Singh and his friends, all Fijian and East Indian, spent the day partying at a local park. Nearby, there was a group of Slavic immigrants. Sergeant Tim Curran is with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department.
Throughout the day, they were exchanging racial and ethnic barbs, if you will, along with homophobic slurs. And it culminated at about 8 o'clock in the evening. There was a physical confrontation, and Mr. Satinder Singh was hit by one punch. He fell to the ground, hit his head, and from there he died as a result of that.
Curran says the homophobic slurs were being directed towards Satinder Singh. Detectives are investigating the fight to see whether it was motivated by racism or homophobia. Curran says they expect to make an arrest soon. For some in Sacramento's gay community, this death was something they feared was inevitable, as tensions between that community and members of the city's Slavic immigrant churches have escalated in recent months.
It doesn't really matter whether he was gay or not. You know, he was attacked because of what people perceived him to be.
Nathan Feldman is active in Sacramento's gay community. He walks to the alley behind his apartment and points out where he found what he believed to be a message of hate.
I have had my windows busted out. I've had my name spray painted, wrote on the outside of my building, and a message, "Die for AIDS."
Feldman lives in a neighborhood nicknamed Lavender Heights, where for years Sacramento's gay community thrived openly with very little interference from people who disagreed with their lifestyle. Then a few years ago, something changed. Sacramento's Slavic Christians got organized. Hundreds, sometimes thousands of them, have shown up in recent years at the state capitol to protest gay rights legislation and at schools and community festivals.
Shame on you!
Not America.
Feldman shot this video at Sacramento's Pride Parade last month. Protesters lined the streets, yelling and holding professionally printed signs that say in bold red letters, "Sodomy is sin, and don't sodomize our children." Almost all of the protesters are members of Sacramento's thriving Baptist and Pentecostal Slavic churches. Bethany Slavic Missionary Church is cavernous, bigger than a Costco, with giant video screens and rows of pews packed with families. It boasts 3,300 members. Many of Sacramento's Slavic immigrants fled religious persecution in the former Soviet Union about 20 years ago. Now there are 100,000 Russian-speaking immigrants living here, about a third of them evangelical Christians.
We just don't accept this lifestyle, that's it.
Victor Trinetsky is the church's administrator, and he's participated in anti-gay protests.
We think that it is totally immoral to men be with a man and woman, to be with a woman. And when we came here in the USA, we just were stunned, you know.
These attitudes are very deeply ingrained, says Vitaly Prokopchek, a sheriff's deputy who serves as an unofficial liaison between law enforcement and Sacramento's Slavic immigrants.
When you grow up in society like that, and when you're being told that all your life, both in the civic society and in churches, it becomes a way of life.
But not a justification for the death of Satinder Singh, says Victor Chernetsky of the Slavic Missionary Church.
They blame us. I don't know why. I am 100% positive that this person who did this, he's not a believer. He's a criminal, that's it.
Satinder Singh's uncle, his closest relative in this country, says his family isn't focused on the cultural battle. Whether his nephew was killed because he was from Fiji, or because someone thought he was gay, or because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, Singh's uncle just wants the people responsible to be caught. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.